A Chinese court is deliberating in the case of Zhao Yan, a researcher for the New York Times accused of leaking state secrets. A Chinese court heard his case on Friday. If found guilty, Zhao faces a prison term of at least 10 years. NPR's Beijing correspondent Anthony Kuhn has been following the trial and joins me now. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Debbie.
Recap for us how Zhao Yan landed in prison.
Well, he was arrested back in September of 2004. State security agents nabbed him in a Pizza Hut restaurant in Shanghai. And this was after the New York Times had just reported that then-President Jiang Zemin was going to retire his last post as head of the military and complete the transition to the new president, Hu Jintao. And the New York Times correctly reported this in advance, and it apparently angered the Chinese government. And Zhao was arrested shortly thereafter, and he's been in prison for almost 22 months now without a trial.
So did Zhao Yan get a leak from a government official that tipped him to this?
Both Zhao Yan and the New York Times say no. He did not receive any classified information on the retirement of President Jiang Zemin. He was not the source of the scoop that the New York Times pulled off. And in any event, Zhao's legal defense lawyer Mo Xiaoping said, we're talking about the retirement of a national leader, and that should not have anything to do with state secrets or classification.
Tell us about the trial on Friday. Was it open? Were Zhao's attorneys able to present a defense?
Well, it was far from open because it was deemed to involve state secrets. It was held in an intermediate court in western Beijing, and defending Zhao was a very prominent attorney named Mo Xiaoping, who has defended some of China's best-known political dissidents. And we also understand that Zhao defended himself in court. He pleaded not guilty. But we also understand that no witnesses were called. That's not how the defense wanted it. They had requested that the bureau chief in Beijing for the New York Times take the stand as a witness, and the court shot down that request. The trial went on for 8 hours. There was no verdict, and it's now up to the judges to deliberate, and they have close to a month to do that before they render their verdict. And now the defense is pretty pessimistic. They feel that there's been serious leaning on the courts by the government to bring a guilty verdict. They feel that this was a sensitive case that the government wanted to see nailed. But we're expecting to hear some sort of result on this trial soon.
Has the United States interceded on behalf of Zhao Yan?
They haven't interceded because he's an American citizen, because he's not. So for that reason, the embassy couldn't get involved in the trial. But he is, after all, an employee of the New York Times. And for that reason, President Bush has raised the issue with the Chinese government. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has raised the issue. And he's become one of the most important cases that the United States brings up with the Chinese government that they want to see resolved.
Anthony, I understand you know Zhao Yan. Can you tell us about, you know, who he is?
Well, Zhao Yan was known to the journalistic community as a hothead and a crusader, someone who had a really strong sense of justice. He was a former cop in northeast China. He was a reporter for the China Reform magazine, where he took on a lot of muckraking corruption cases and also a lot of cases in which Chinese peasants and farmers got organized to oust their leaders for incompetence or corruption. Now, whether this has anything to do with the state secret charges, we don't know, but there are many people who feel that it would have just made a lot of enemies for him and given the government another reason to try and take him out.
Anthony, I'm curious how a case like this might affect you and the way that you go about doing your job.
Well, I think it's a reminder to all foreign journalists in China to be very careful about how they interact with their Chinese colleagues. Zhao Yan was a very high-profile individual, a journalist whose writing was very closely watched and read. And I think any journalist who'd want to hire a man like that would think, can I protect him?
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.